First Dome Review, guys. Get right to it. Action.
What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan, D8KilloRyan680.
I'm Angela, that catty Ange.
And this Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. You know what to do, guys. Give us a thumbs up on this review. And ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. What are we talking about today, Angela?
Ooh, this is going to be a fun one. Oh, I love any horror movies. This one definitely has been on our radar for a while. We are reviewing The First Omen today.
The First Omen, guys, tells of a story of a young woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church, but encounters a darkness that causes her to question her faith and uncovers a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring faith to bring about the birth of Antichrist.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. One of the things also as well, this is actually directed by Arkasha Stevenson, Nail Tiger Free, Ralph Inzone. You know, horror movies have changed, mm-hmm. and I love that. You know, before we saw movies like Yarulona, whenever the outcome was, okay, the Conjuring series. Mm-hmm. You know, the Conjuring series, you know, we knew it was going to have jump scares. It's about possession. We knew that from the get-go. We knew that from the beginning. And then when movies started coming out around that time frame, it was like, okay, they're just doing jump scares. They're just boom, 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 boom. And we knew it was mm-hmm. coming. Mm-hmm. We're at an age where horror movies are taking a revolution and they're switching it up. They're changing the formula. You know, this horror movie, you know, it's not, per se, it is about possession, not really, but take it with a grain of salt, whatever you want to take. But horror movies are changing. They're changing the game. They really are. You know, we saw that movie X not too long ago, and then the sequel to that was Pearl, which is another fantastic the psychological horror movies are just coming out with the hitters. They really are. This film, The First Omen, of course, we know...
And also kind of retro, too. I think a lot of movies are now taking place in, like, the 70s, 80s, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's funny because the style's coming back, too. We know we went to go see Hasan Minhaj, and I saw a few people wearing cargo pants, guys that are wearing cargo pants. It just, I saw it was, the trend is coming back.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. The 90s is coming back.
80s, 90s, and a lot of people are loving that, like, retro look. Styles that were popular then are, you know, being relevant now, and so it's cool to see.
And we're seeing an essence to where horror movies are taking that string. They're taking that formula. They're bringing it right back there. It's trending all over again. And I love that in a different aspect. You know, it's weird because, you know, back then, you know, movies were in that current time frame, the 70s, 60s, you know, 80s. You know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a fantastic movie, the original, of course. But then they try to make sequel. It wasn't as good as the other ones. Some of them are a little bit guilty pleasures every now and then. But leave it at that. One of the things I did enjoy about this film is that it takes in those times. It goes back in time in a way. And it does that in such a... It's such a storytelling difference here. It is such a story-driven way. And one of the things I do appreciate with horror movies, especially horror movies, because the thing is, though, back, you know, like 10 years ago, we go back 10 years ago, there were just nonstop, boom, 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 jump scares, oh, let's do, you know, let's try, you know, and that was the moneymaker, that was the hitter. With this, they do more storytelling and they add jump scares to bring context to the story. You know, how many jump scares? I'm not going to say how many jump scares we got. Sorry.
It
wasn't a lot. But it was significant because it tells you, it adds more to the story. It wasn't just there, just to be thrown there. You know, and I'll say that again. You know, I appreciate this movie. You know, Tiger Free, she leads this as a nun. And I gotta admit, you know, we didn't know until after the fact that she's actually a Baratheon.
Game of Thrones.
So she was very entertaining. She strides this movie in her own way, in her own perspective. There's this emotional scene in here that she gets lost in this, she doesn't know what's real and what's in psychologically way. And she does a fantastic, phenomenal job there. She was strictly entertaining. It was so strictly entertaining because it was strict because of the religion, the nuns, the whole aspect of it. It was very, very convincing in a way.
And also, like, I think they make one of, like, the purest, like, you're supposed to be a nun, right? You're supposed to be innocent, pure, devote yourself to God.
Yeah.
It is super, like... Like you say, strict and in your vows and everything. And it is, I think, I think it's Catholic, right? So it's like super strict. But it makes that in a way to where it kind of like perverses it to like something's going on. Like that conspiracy clicks in. And it's really interesting to see that unfold. Like
yes,
you know that this is supposed to be a covenant of God, but you can tell something's quite not right about it right away. Definitely. And you kind of like, as an audience member, you're curious. Like, what the heck is going on? That kind of pulls you in. And I really think the way the story unfolded, the way it was told, the flow of it helped bring about that intrigue. You want to know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
You want to know, like you say, you kind of get this feeling something's not quite right, and you want to see this to the end. What? How does this story end, right?
Yeah.
And I think we said it on the Out of Theater Reactions. I personally have not seen any of the Omen movies. That's just me. I know you told me a little bit after we saw this movie, but I thought it was a pretty cool movie. It makes me want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I've never saw it. I think this is a prequel to it.
Yes.
The first Omen.
I remember seeing it when I was, I think I was like 14, 15. So when I first saw this movie. And there was kids in this movie. So don't bring your kids to this film. I'll leave it at that. This is definitely a rated R movie.
This kid couldn't have been more than like 10.
Yeah. But they really rely on the gore. Yes. They rely on the gore in this film.
Graphic.
Yeah, graphic. It's gory. Yeah.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Definitely not for kids. So yeah. I don't know how the other older ones were, but this is definitely not for kids. But I will say, though, it was so entertaining to watch. The psychological aspects were done so well. You do kind of go like, you're like, am I crazy? What's going on? You're right there along with the main character. So I loved the way the story unfolded. It was so cool to see. It was graphic. It was bloody.
Yeah, it was.
In certain parts. And so I got to say, if you like stuff like that, if you've liked the original ones, even if you just like scary horror movies in general, this is going to be a winner for you. I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely going to pull a lot of audiences from people who like this genre.
And I feel like, yes, you're going to enjoy this. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I always say when it comes to horror movies. And it goes back to where it comes to popcorn films. You know, people that watch The Fast and Furious, The Meg, movies like that are very popcorn-y films. They're popcorn films. And they make their money. They're good. People entertain. They're entertaining. They are, to a certain degree. But with this one, though, I feel like that you're going to be stuck in a limb here. Because if you want that more story, horror, psychological thriller, this is going to be your bread and butter. This is going to be it. This is going to hit you in so many different ways. But if you want the jump scares, there's not that many. You're not going to be entertained. So I'll leave it at that, guys. If you are into jump scares, like, I want jump scares to every single scene, and I get that to a certain degree, I do. It just, if people like that, they enjoy that, that's cool. But if you are looking for that, it's not going to be this movie. You're probably going to think it's boring in a way, but that's the thing, though. It adds context to the story that we already got in the original Omen, the 80s version. So it's like, we got the, you know, this is a prequel to that series. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it over time every time we have a woman director, but we need more women direct. This is directed by Arkasha Stevenson. We need more women directors. And I felt like this film was very well directed. You know, this movie was only about a 2-hour film, and it felt very quick. It felt like an hour and a half. Yeah. If that leaves any entertainment there, I mean, I'll leave it at that. This film, it definitely reaches the realm of like, holy smokes, like what are we about to see, in a way to where it really brings about the horror ethnicity that I just do love, and the horror genre that I do love and adore. You know, people are saying, is this better than Immaculate? I don't know. It's definitely tough because they're both different stories, right? Immaculate is more of a it's more so like, if they were to happen in our current time, more so versus this one, because this one's set in more modern. So we'll leave it at that. But it's definitely hard. I would suggest go watch them both because they're both such great movies. I think these are definitely, I mean, I don't know if we're gonna do a top horror films of the year, but these two are definitely gonna make the top for sure, because they're both really good, psychologically good. And there's even a moment in here where you really don't know what to expect, and you're following this nun's figure out what's the mystery behind here. And I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but definitely a mystery here. But at the very end, though, it does add to the original story.
That's good. I'll leave it at that. But yeah. I will say it's a different horror style, too. Like, I know a lot of horror that we've seen in the past, like The Conjuring.
Yeah.
And
those are great movies. I love Insidious. The Conjuring.
Yeah. They're very loud-based. Like, you know, they have the music.
The high bass.
They're very loud. You know when something's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
But this one relies more on, like the and that in itself is really creepy. It was really cool to see that. So again, it's not the whole movie, but I like that had different elements of horror, like different ways to scare you and get under your skin. So I really appreciate that as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's a different element here. When you bring into something that you're not normally used to, we're used to the bass, how loud bass that's about to happen. Music, Angela literally closes, she like closes her ears, yeah. And she's just
I'm not a cover. I watch with like ears too loud. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll leave it at that, guys. Was this the fun that we deserved? I'm going to say yes, definitely yes. Rating 1 out of 10. Tell me the highest, Angela. I'm going to give this rating.
Oh, this one was pretty good. I got to give it like a... It was so twisty, and it was like, you're like, what the heck happened? It makes you want to know what happened. Yeah. I would say I'll give it a solid 8 because I loved her performance.
Yeah.
The rest of the cast, you're going to see familiar faces on there. I will say the story was beautifully done.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good cinematography. So the shots were done really great.
Yes, yeah.
The gore was done very great. Those scenes. So I will say overall, it was a good high solid 8 for me.
Yeah, there's this one scene, and we see in the trailer the flames. Oh my gosh, everything looks so good, well put together. There's a little bit of like CGI. You can tell, obviously, a little bit that I was kind of like, okay, cool, whatever. But it wasn't that big of a deal. And there is obviously there has to be some type of CGI in here. And then also we just got done watching a film with him, Bill Nye. What did you think of his acting in here as the one of the Cardinals, I believe, the Cardinal that was there? So what'd you think of him, Bill Nye?
I don't know if I could believe he could be mean and evil. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sure in his like whole span of career, he's done a bad character.
Well, yeah,
but I personally haven't seen
him. Well, yeah, Underworld. Remember, he was a bad guy in Underworld.
I mean, those are not my favorite films. Yeah, but I still see him as like
Pirates of the Caribbean. Remember? He was bad in that one, too. Yeah, he was Davy Jones.
Yes, he was Davy Jones. But he did so good. But like, those are just bad guys. This is like evil.
Yeah.
But I will say I still love him in Love Actually, Living. We just watched the one where the homeless soccer one.
Yes, that was fantastic.
That
movie.
Was fantastic film. So film. I will say he did such a great job in, even though he's not a main character.
Yeah.
It was still great to see his face. I think the other familiar face, was it Charles Dance, maybe? I might be getting that wrong, but he's done so
Charles Dance, yeah.
Yeah, he's done so many things. Obviously,
Game of Thrones yep.
And other reputable, he's a whole repertoire. You know, he's been around for decades. Yeah. But yeah, so you see some of these familiar faces. So again, the whole cast was fantastic. The story was well driven, well paced, I will say.
It's surprising. It really is.
Yeah, it was a very interesting story. Again, I haven't seen the other ones, but this is a really cool, like you say, prequel to this
definitely.
Franchise. So I got to say it was done very well.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a solid 8.3 as well. I really enjoyed this film. There's definitely moments in here where you're just lost in just trying to figure out what's going on. And I love that. I love being surprised. I love that it really captivates you in certain ways. And the hardness is just enjoyable, the terrifying, the thriller, the thrill. There's a thrill in here. It's terrifying at some moments in here, even more so. It's not as horror, it's not as terrifying or as scary or as thriller as Hereditary. When I first saw it in theaters, I saw the Draft House as well. We saw this one at the Draft House. I'll leave it at that, guys. But yeah, I still enjoyed this movie as it was really good. We do recommend this film if you have not seen it already. But yeah, we do recommend this movie, guys. If you have not already, be sure to check it out at a theater near you. But yeah, let's get right to it. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. You can learn Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Thakadia.
See you at the movies, guys. Stay tuned and have a good one. Do not forget to like, share, subscribe to us. And the question is for you. Put a comment down below. What did you think of The First Omen? Did it meet your expectations? Are you kind of like, this movie was boring? Are you kind of like, dude, this movie was freaking amazing? Put a comment down below, guys. We love talking to every single one of y'all. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. See you at the movies. Latest.